الله أكبر عدد ما صام صائم وأفطر، الله أكبر عدد ما ذكر الله ذاكر وكبر، الله أكبر عدد ما حمد الله حامد وشكر، الله أكبر ما سطع فجر الإسلام وأسفر، الله أكبر ما أقبل شهر الصيام وأدبر، الله أكبر ما فرح الصائم بتمام صيامه واستبشر، الله أكبر عدد ما تاب تائب واستغفر، الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، تقبل الله طاعتكم، وكل عام وأنتم بخير. نصر الله تبارك وتعالى أن يهل هلال هذا العيد علينا وعلى المسلمين بالأمن والإيمان والسلامة والإسلام والتوفيق لما يحبه ويرضاه. نسأل الله العظيم ونحن في هذا اليوم المبارك أن ينصر أهل غزة على عدوهم، ويثبت إخواننا المرابطين في فلسطين عامةً وفي المسجد الأقصى خاصةً يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا في الصهاينة يوماً أسود، فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم يا رب زلزل الأرض تحت أقدامهم، واقذف الرعب في قلوبهم، وانصر مصر حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعده إلى رحاب المسلمين، وطهره من الصهاينة الغاصبين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. يا أيها المسلمون، this is the day of Eid. This is the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He instructs us in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. That you might complete the duration. Alhamdulillah, this year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the full course. He gave us the full period, the full training. لعلكم تتقون. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in order that you might become mindful and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you might place that wiqaya between ourselves and everything that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهِ. And to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we came to the masjid saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. Allah is greater than everyone and everything, and all praise and thanks is due solely to Allah. Allah is greater than America and its supporters and its allies, greater than the Zionist state and its criminal war cabinet, greater than the United Nations and the useless Security Council. Allah, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than everyone and everything. So we came here to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to praise Him and thank Him. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. that we might praise him and thank him for having guided us to this, to that which he has guided us, this deen of Islam. For had we not been Muslimin, we wouldn't have fasted. Had we not been Muslimin, we wouldn't have stood for Salat al-Taraweeh. Had we not been Muslimin, we wouldn't have been spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we thank him and we praise him. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'mah. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favor of Islam, and enough favor it is for us. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to take everything else away and we still had Islam, we still had Iman, we would have that which is enough for us to experience eternal bliss in Jannat al-Firdaus in the hereafter. May Allah make us of its inhabitants. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Something that we haven't maybe come to fully comprehend. But the people of Gaza, like An-Najm al-Thaqib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the piercing star in the darkness of space. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ, and by the heaven and the knocking star. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ, what do you know of the knocking star? The knocking star is the neutron star. As it is described in the Quran, the cosmologists, the astronomers have found a star out in space called the neutron star. It's called a pulsar. It rotates on its axis 700 times per second. And it gives off a ray of light from both of its poles, north and south pole, a piercing light into the darkness of space. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it, An-Najm al-Thaqib, the piercing star. For if we look at the condition of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are in a period of darkness, a period of weakness, a period of humiliation. نَحْنُ فِي الْمَرْحَلَةِ الْغُثَائِيَةِ, we're in the foamy stage, the stage of foam, where we have become nothing like foam. We've become like nothing but foam. And the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, يُوشِكُ أَن تَتَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأُمَمُ كَمَا تَتَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَسْعَتِهَا قِيلَ أَوَمِنْ قِلَّةٍ نَحْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَقَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كغثاء السيل ينزع الله الرعب من قلوب أعدائكم ويلقي في قلوبكم الوهن قال وما الوهن يا رسول الله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم, there's going to come a time, يوشكو أي قربة أي دنا أي كادة, other words it's like it's about to happen, and he said that 1400 years ago. Remember, he said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةُ كَهَاتَيْنِ, I and the hour have been sent like these two fingers. I and the hour, the last hour, have been sent like these two fingers. How close are we to that hour now, Jamaat Muslim? And he said, there is going to come a time when the nations of this world will prey on you, P-R-E-Y, like the eaters at a feast of one plate of food. The Sahaba asked, is it because of our small numbers on that day? He said, no, you will be many. Ummah to milliarain. Today we are an ummah of more than 2 billion. 57 Muslim countries. 57 dawla islamiyya. La yastati'oon an yudkhilu ala ghazzata wala battaniya. As Sheikh Mahmoud Hassanat Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said in one of his khutab, 57 Muslim countries, yet we cannot enter one blanket into Gaza. We cannot enter one bottle of water into Gaza. We cannot enter one loaf of bread into Gaza without the permission of the savage, brutal, genocidal, murderous Zionist entity. What humiliation is that? And Allah will remove the fear of you from the hearts of your enemies. And he will put into your hearts wahan. Sahaba asked, what is wahan, O Messenger of Allah? And what did he say? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hubb ad-dunya wa karayyatul maut. This is the darkness that we are living in. This is the state of heedlessness and carelessness that we are living in. Living with wahan in our hearts. The love of the dunya, the love of paisa, the love of money, geld, husayla, miran, the love of material possessions, and the fear and the hatred of death. But in this darkness that the ummah finds itself enveloped in, there is a piercing star. And it is like that an-najm al-thaqib. It is like that at-tariq. And taraqa literally means to knock. Because the people of Gaza are knocking on our door. Knocking on the doors of our hearts to wake up. Afiqu, istayqidu, ushu, wake up. And I start with myself. The people of Gaza are shining their light of true faith, of true certainty, of true trust that they've put in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are the ones that are actually truly free. And we are all still occupied. May we become free like the people of Gaza. No attachment to the dunya and no fear for death. I was listening to a sister in the week on a podcast. Her name is Ahad Abu al-Adwan. She is from Gaza. But she is living in the UK at the moment. And she was so worried about her family. And then eventually she got the phone call that her uncle, with his entire family, to use her expression, rahu. Kulluhum rahu. All of them were martyred. And when she heard this, especially because one of the daughters of her uncle, her first cousin, was somebody she said was like a part of her heart. And when she heard that this cousin had been martyred, she burst out crying. She broke down. And the one that was giving the message from Gaza immediately asked her, Malaki, what is wrong with you? Shiddi halak, pull yourself together. Kulluna mashari is shahada. Said, all of us are projects of martyrdom. Every single one of us are projects, mashari ash-shahada. And so yesterday, we got the news that the leader of our resistance movement, وَأَتَحَدَّاكُمْ, and I challenge anybody to say that they don't belong to the resistance movement. Sheikh Ismail Haniya, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, got the news that three of his sons and four of his grandchildren had been martyred in an airstrike. Hazim, Amir, and Muhammad in the same car. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their shahada. And he said in a statement that he gave yesterday evening that he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sharaf, for the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted three of his sons and four of his grandchildren and 60 members of his family. I'm just using him as an example. 60 members of his family that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them with this great favor of shahada of martyrdom. These are people that understand, Jamaatul Muslimin, what this dunya is all about. Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusuhum wa amwaluhum bi anna lahum al-jannah. They have made the ultimate trade with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their souls and their wealth. And in return, Allah has guaranteed them Jannah. يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They fight in the path of Allah. فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. They slay and they are slain. وَعْدًا عَلَيْهِ حَقًّا فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ. A promise that Allah has made in the Torah, in the Injil, and in the Quran.
وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِأَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ And who is more fulfilling of his promise than Allah? Who is more fulfilling of their promise than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَاسْتَبِشِرُوا بِبَعِ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ فَاسْتَبِشِرُوا بِبَعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ So he says, so take the glad tidings of the trade with which you have traded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ Indeed, that is the ultimate success.
اللهم صل وسلم سيد آدم وأنين وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك وأشرف عبادك سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل الصحابة أجمعين
الله أكبر 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 كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده يا أيها المسلمون دخل رجل على أمير المؤمنين علي رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه وأرضاه في صباح يوم عيد الفطر فوجده يتناول خبزا فيه خشونة فقال يا أمير المؤمنين يوم عيد وخبز خشن فقال سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه اليوم عيد لمن قبل صيامه وقيامه وعيد لمن غفر ذنبه وشكر سعيه وقبل عمله اليوم لنا عيد وغدا لنا عيد وكل يوم لا نعصي الله فيه فهو لنا عيد A man entered unto Sayyidina Ali كرم الله وجهه رضي الله عنه when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen and he found Sayyidina Ali eating a dry piece of hard bread a dry piece of hard bread our brothers and sisters for the past few months in northern Gaza have been eating akramakumullah animal fodder ground into flour mixed with barley so dry that they say you just touch it, it just integrates. There's absolutely no nourishment to it. Bird seed, cheese weed. And there are 2 billion Muslims that can't help them. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La hawla wa la quwata illa billah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the man asked, said Ali, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the day of Eid and dry bread? Said Ali, radiallahu anhu, he said, today is Eid for the one whose fasting and standing for the night prayer have been accepted. For the one whose sin has been forgiven. For the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted his actions and rewarded. Today is for us an Eid. Tomorrow is for us an Eid, and every day in which we don't disobey Allah is for us an Eid. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, not that this day should be a day of happiness and joy, the gathering of the families, reconciliation if there's been any feuds, sharing, caring, loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, it is that day. It is that day. But Jamaat al-Muslimin, never, ever, and I start with myself, should there be any day, and never, ever, will there be any real Eid for true celebration until the people of Al-Ard al-Muqaddasa, of Bayt al-Maqdis, have achieved their liberation, then we will have our real Eid. Then we will have our true celebration. And until then, That is what we have to keep in front of each and every single one of us. Jamaat al-Muslimin. إذا كان يوم العيد وقفت الملائكة على أبواب الطرق. If it is the day of Eid, says our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the angels wait on the paths to the Musalla, calling out, ينادون يا معشر المسلمين أخذوا إلى رب كريم يمن بالخير ثم يثيب عليه الجزيل لقد أمرتم بالصيام فصمتم وأمرتم بالقيام فقمتم وأطعتم ربكم فاقبضوا جوائزكم. The angels, they call out, O Muslimun, go forward to your most kindest and generous Lord. He has granted you the favor, meaning the favor of being Muslimin, and by default the favor of fasting and standing in the night prayer, reciting the Holy Quran and everything else we have done in this month of Ramadan. يَمُنُّ بِالْخَيْرِ ثُمَّ يُثِيبُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَزِيلِ. And then he even rewards us for it. He guides us to it. We do it by his tawfiq, by his divine guidance, by his grace, by his mercy. And then he even rewards us for it. لَقَدْ أُمِرْتُمْ بِالسِّيَامِ فَسُمْتُمْ. You were told to fast and you fasted. And you were told to stand for the night prayer and you stood. And you obeyed your Lord. Now come and get your reward. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the angel to call out, Allah, after you've performed our salah, Allah, inna rabbakum qad ghafara lakum. Indeed.